That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good morning, good morning, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. My goodness. I guess I've been under a little bit of a strain writing all this for you tonight because there's quite a few things here that are not easy or pleasant. So I'll begin to try to explain it all to you. That's what I'm here for, to keep you safe, to keep you in knowledge about what's going on, and to try to explain everything that's going to be happening in the next 6 months or so, so you don't get frightened or stressed out. You just have to flow with it, although it's not easy. Uranus has been in the last degree of Taurus, and Jupiter joined it on April 20th, 2024, before moving into Gemini in May. Now Mars, the warrior planet, is coming to join Uranus at 19 degrees Taurus on July 15th. At the same time, Neptune is in the last degree of Pisces. Ancient astrologers call the last degree of Pisces the degree of death because it's the last degree in the zodiac before starting again in the new zodiac in the sign of Aries. Think of the universe and the Fool tarot card that represents endings and beginnings of a cycle. Neptune, god of water and the seas, travels through Pisces from 2011 to March of 2025. He is in the final degree of the zodiac from May to September of 2024. And he'll be back in Pisces in March of 2025 for a short period of time. What aspects of your life are you ready to release so that you can pioneer a new path when Neptune moves into Aries March 30th, 2025? Neptune in Pisces calls for a new vision, is associated with intuition, compassion, forgiveness, and the need to pull back from the busy outer world. A sacred Sabian symbol for the last degree of Pisces is a majestic rock formation resembling a face is idealized by a boy who takes it as his ideal of greatness, and as he grows up begins to look like that face. Author of these Sabian symbols, Dane Rudhire, interprets the symbol as the power of clearly visualized ideas to mold the life of the visualizer. Find your own meaning in the symbol, but it certainly seems like it's time to grow into a new vision, both individually and for humanity. And that requires letting go of the old vision, which we're all going to have to be doing. You know, it's like when Deepak Chopra says, look to the outcome, don't worry about how you're going to get there. So as you're looking into the mirror or into the picture and seeing yourself there, your body and chemistry start to put you there. And that's manifestation. That's how you get to the new. It feels like we should all meet in Sedona to visit the stone people in Boynton Canyon. Maybe we can have a retreat there. To peek ahead, the previous time Neptune was mostly in Aries was in 1848 to 1875. That's when the states seceded and we began the Civil War. Vietnam lost territory to France. Spain overthrew their government. Women's suffrage movement with Susan B. Anthony started. And black men were granted the right to vote. That's what happened during that time. So we have a lot more of that stuff coming along now. For now, begin to decide what needs to dissolve into the past. Where are you tired of what you've been doing? A new vision is forming, even though it's likely difficult to see clearly right now. Inner peace can be reached only when we practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is letting go of the past and is therefore the means for correcting our misperceptions. When the Mars Uranus conjunction, I want to bring you a little bit of caution, actually a lot of caution. We need to try to be a bit more accepting of matters happening around the world and in our personal lives. We need to be sure we are quite safe. Luckily, Mars will not be going retrograde in Taurus, and this will be a short transit. It's about 4 days. I sense that some of you are in a lot of pain right now and may also be very anxious about the speed to where events are moving in your life. I feel this will be a difficult transit because both planets are debilitated. This area of Taurus has been so active this year. The 25 to 30 degrees of Taurus has been emphasized. So it's bringing up issues of speed, issues of permanence, location, density, gravity, as well as the inner need for pleasure or specific feelings. Taurus, ruled by Venus, is a sensory sign. The sign of Taurus deals with the way that clothes feel on your body, the way that the food tastes in your mouth, and the way that we feel when we're digesting it. This is a large part of what Taurus rules over, as well as whatever we need in our life to perpetuate that. We need money to put food on the table. We need a house to be safe from the elements. Jupiter conjuncted Taurus the first time in April, expanding all this awareness. Now Mars comes to conjunct Taurus in July. And then Mars will conjunct Jupiter in Gemini in August. We are about to get some major questioning about what in our lives we are perpetrating. What do we keep repeating and continuing in our life? Some of us at this time may be ready to take quite firm action on the continuing on, the perpetualness of our life. Meaning we might be very aware of what our negative cycles are. Now, we might know exactly what errors we are making with our budget, our diet, our housing. It will become very clear and very evident. And for some people, it's going to be very edgy. Like, I will never get ahead on this job. Like, there's no way for me to sustain a good diet. I just need to feel good right now, so I need sugar, caffeine, alcohol, or some kind of repetitive sensory stimulation, as well as speed dating, having multiple partners, polygamy, or celibacy, one side or the other. Polarized extremes, but it's very hard for people to find monogamy or long-lasting monogamous relationships at this time. How are you doing with stable relationships, with friends, family members, or romantic relationships? Relationships are very volatile right now, and they have been ever since 2018. Ever since Uranus went into Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. That's relationships. Uranus added volatility to any stable relationship, so you can imagine, because they surge. They surge upwards, they surge downwards, and then they surge all over the place. All this is accentuated here in this energy. We cannot expect stability where it cannot be. Just like we can't expect people to act a certain way when they don't know how or just can't do it. Relationships change status. New relationships form. And divorce happens. And not relating to people in the same way, the way you used to. Lack of empathy can come, or lack of understanding about certain things that are going on. It's all going to come to a head during the month of July, but especially on July 15th. We will see something that has come to a head on July 15th, and this will inform us about the remainder of the Uranus trip through Taurus, something between 2024 and 2027. This clue will happen on July 15th, relating to how we're stacking up with relationships in our personal lives. This all might sound simple, but it's not just about how we relate to people. It's about how having people almost like a machine in your life, taking for granted. So it's group effort, teamwork. Uranus is industrial and machine energy. It's mechanized, but it's in Taurus, which brings in the human factor, relationships. And relationships to Mother Earth as well. Also, this could be a hot point with the human economy. People could feel dehumanized through working with others through a machine or a computer. It could be the AI beginning to have an impact on people's psychology in different ways. People relate to each other differently because of the impact of AI on the chemistry of the brain. I know that's a lot for you to absorb right now. And AI, of course, is artificial intelligence. Let's take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll be back. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. July is energetically charged with explosive Uranus energy along with the I Want It Now Mars. It would be beneficial to accomplish tangible tasks while aggressive Mars is in hardworking Taurus from June 9th through July 20th. Taurus is willing to put sustained effort into projects, but it's also the sign that likes to reward itself for a job well done. Looking at the planets is just amazing as they indicate exactly what is occurring in the world. So much is happening, and I predict what the planets indicate. Everyone can see just where we're headed. If you listen to my radio program every week, I tell you what the planets are doing and exactly where we're headed. This work week kicks off with an explosion of inspiring problem-solving energy. And believe me, we will need every bit of this positive energy that we can get. Monday is a good day for brainstorming as a team, because two heads are better than one. After this frenzy of shock and activity, a sense of exhaustion could set in, lasting through midweek. On Wednesday, you may want to burn the midnight oil as some positive energy returns. The focus shifts to a softer light on Thursday when Venus in Cancer tries Neptune in Pisces. You could skip work and place your energy and focus on romance, family sharing, adventure, and expanding your horizon. It's a day when your dreams could truly become a reality and your pumpkin turns into a chariot on that road to true love. This is a wonderful date night, overflowing with abundance, poetry, and passion. Friday works out best if you follow protocol. Sometimes bosses and authority figures do know what's best due to their life experience. If you try to go against the powers that be, you could get shut down or given a ticket or something. Saturday, you could plan the perfect schedule, but find that you're completely worn out to accomplish much of anything. So just go with how you feel. Sunday, some petty arguments could flare up due to everyone's recent stress levels. This could cause hurt feelings, so best to put off any dating plans. Avoid controlling friends or family members. Many people tell me that we're living in a dark times, but my response is that we have been living in dark times for a very long time. Only now it's exposed. Now we can see it. I always go back to the Kennedy assassination, for example. It is now known, which I said at the time, that the U.S. government, the CIA, and LBJ assassinated Kennedy. They got away with it, and no one knew it until recently. Today, the U.S. has never been more divided, and the worst is still yet to come, according to the stars. Interestingly enough, the two men running for president could not be more polarizing. The anger that is building up on both political sides is insurmountable. Making matters worse, the economy is also in big trouble. The debt is astronomical, with inflation off the charts. With all this occurring, I have to say I feel very sad. But I know there's a divine reason why it must all happen, to reveal the truth. Everything is being exposed as to just how corrupt this world really is. The two presidents going after each other is a perfect example of their reckless abandon to expose each other to what will cause the truth to be revealed. Remember, if you can't see it, you can't heal it. Everything happens for a reason. whether or not you agree with events occurring now, the universe will bring out the truth as well as a worldwide healing. This coming year, from now until June of 2025, the world is going to go through the biggest transformation ever. This is really just the beginning. The more the Democrats go after Trump, the more their efforts will backfire, for sure. Americans are always partial to the underdog and are always very forgiving, for the most part. This is not just an opinion. The planets support what I'm saying. Donald Trump's astrology chart is incredibly powerful for the November elections. Incredibly, July 12th is when Mars joins Uranus and Taurus. I have been giving warnings about this transit because Mars will conjunct Uranus and begin to transit through the most volatile area of the heavens, the Pleiades. Be aware that this next week will be the most extreme, and that will cause outrageous blow-ups. In Trump's birth chart, transiting Mars will conjunct his midheaven, the highest point in the chart, and which represents a career. Because Mars rules anger, this unleashes huge anger and unexpected events. As Mars conjunct Taurus, it means the worst case scenario will occur for Trump. It feels like a war is unleashed on Trump. I'm warning everybody. I expect there will be some kind of an explosion at the Republican National Convention. Let's hope not. Furthermore, Mars transits over the worst fixed star in the heavens, Al Gore. Many people will lose their minds and power. They will react out of inconsolable anger. Uranus is the planet of the unexpected, sudden events. This occurs July 12th through July 17th. Uranus and Mars co-join on July 15th, right on Al Gore. A triple conjunction. While the moon is in Scorpio, hitting Joe Biden's sun in the 12th house, and the moon opposes this conjunction July 16th and 17th, that's the time to expect the worst angry outbursts. Again, the most powerful time of the blow-off are between July 12th and July 17th. Meanwhile, other huge events are possible at this time. The building anger affects the world in so many ways, causing our planet to shake, meaning this is the time for major earthquakes. This is the time I feel a big one could hit California, centering around San Francisco or San Diego. Maybe both. Remember, I saw a city that begins with San being the focus of a major problem with weather. In the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, Saturn was in Aquarius and Jupiter and Mars were in Taurus as they are now. Plus, Uranus is the planet of earthquakes and is joined with the explosive Mars. The perfect recipe. The sign of Pisces is hemmed in by Saturn and Neptune, creating another stifling situation. Where is the sign of Pisces in your chart? And wherever it is, that's the area you're going to feel stuck right now. The North Node and Neptune are in Pisces Aries, but close together, which indicates a time of hidden karma that will unleash events we never dreamed of. This can truly be a spiritual awakening. With all the chaos in the world, many are waking up to a newly found spirituality. This is really the only way to be calm and grounded during this crazy time globally. Looking within and realizing the cycle the world is in leads to the difficult process of healing, understanding, reaching out, and bringing love to the planet. The truth and deep-seated issues must be revealed in order to process and to begin to heal it. All you light workers, keep your prayers going. Embrace the world with your mind and bring down the light and put it around the planet, the white light, to protect it and to bring it into balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. So we're back discussing what's coming in these next few months. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And you might consider setting conditions and parameters as to how you're using technology in your life right now. There could be certain emergencies or accidents happening because we're too attached to our cell phones or technology. Could be the dating app. There could be some type of major new headlines about the dating apps. Or maybe data stolen from the dating apps. Or people being defrauded by an app that one spends money on and has to do with human communication. Something like that is becoming a scandal. Like PayPal, for example. People are too wired in and can be affected by Wi-Fi and gamma rays. People are too autonomous or connected to some type of a grid. A solar storm, a cyber attack, something electrical and dangerous is coming. There's something about an electrical grid activating. And with Mars and Uranus coming together on July 15th, some kind of surprising shock that will cause people to begin to connect with the Earth instead of with technology. People will become very conscious of this. This can also be that people start thinking more about the impact of AI technology with voting and politics as well. We're already thinking that way. We are moving towards November and the U.S. national election. I'm also feeling the possibility of that they're calling in martial law after some kind of event affecting the Republican National Convention in Wisconsin next week. People will begin to question these tech systems. How do they work? I want to understand it all. And how does it impact my life or our country's functioning? You know, something changes afoot. Also, with this conjunction, be careful about promiscuity or doing things too quickly because Taurus is a slow-moving sign. It might be an important time to abstain or play things very safely. Do not be integrated with a lot of people right now, or allow yourself to be uprooted during this transit. Stay put. Hang on to your roots. Stay safe and cool. There's a lot of dangerous heat waves right now. Heat related to natural disasters or emergencies. There's a potential for some kind of electrical blackouts. All kinds of grids are overseamed and overused, burned out right now. There could be lots more fires, little and big ones. It's very difficult to have enough reserve to provide for all of the usage and events that are starting to happen right now with the electricity. There's a risk possible because of how far things are pushed right now. It feels like we're driving 200 miles an hour towards a brick wall. So here are some of my thoughts. We've gone through 6 months of 2024, and we have 6 months more to go. Even now, the political scene in the U.S. and around the world and other nations, as well as the worsening climate crisis, plus the wars, which seemingly are immune to all efforts to have ceasefires, are showing up as disasters and destruction. I know that France and the UK just had an election, and Canada's going to be next, as well as our own country. We're entering into the July and August of 2024. During these 2 months, we will experience events and happenings which are far beyond anything we've ever experienced before. I can't stress that enough. During September and October of 2024, we will have only a slight diminishing of the darker energy that's in the world. With the weather continuing to impact around the world, in the U.S. and other nations with elections, and the threat of continuing of violence, aggression, and war. And the violence is going to really grow because of the open borders, for one, and the energy. I want to be clear about something. I've said this before, and I'm going to repeat it as long as it's needed. This is a time in mankind's history that is destined to happen. This time period is biblical in character and in nature. This is the end of one age of man, and soon the beginning of another age of man. This massive event is a spiritually guided event, not religion. It's a guided event, not physical. It's spiritual. Physically, I see this time period being set in motion from before the beginning of the existence of human beings. That's when this started, like 30,000 years ago. A little over 2,000 years ago, we had a master, the Christ. Not today's version. We had him complete the spiritualization of the planet Earth, making a physical location whereby spiritual evolution could take place, whereby other beings from other planets could penetrate the Earth and work with what was here. This process began with the first Adam and Eve and finalized by establishing on this planet with the last Adam. This process exists with the purpose to help all life to evolve to being consciously one with the divine, to be aware of our relationship with the divine infinite consciousness of light and love. To fulfill the purpose is the reason why the souls have come to planet Earth in this realm to participate in the evolution that's occurring. And people have been fighting to be born on this planet. It doesn't matter if anyone believes this or not. Like evolution, it occurs whether it's believed or not. I apologize to those people who don't believe it, yet beliefs change all the time because change happens to us in our lives and in between our lives when we're not on the planet, all the time. There's no stopping change, even within ourselves. As time progresses, we are never the same person we once were. This coming age of man is bringing forth of the light to the next evolutionary level and helping along the way by many, many spirits and souls on Earth right now and many, many spirits and souls that are not on the Earth right now. Billions are seeking and helping in the evolution of this realm. There's no turning back and there's no stopping it. However, there is individual free will available to not participate fully in it and not cooperate with it. Free will is not taken away. It's like having a bus driver knowing how to proceed to the destination, but the passengers don't. Some passengers want to stay on the bus and proceed to the destination while trusting the bus driver. And yet, some passengers want off that bus, using their free will to choose something else. We are at the midpoint of the darkest month of the darkest year, of the darkest decade of this event, the terrible 20s, where many are choosing not to participate in the bringing forth of the light. Up to now, we've been entering into the dark tunnel. From now on, from July 1st, 2024, we are at the midpoint in the tunnel, and we are exiting the dark tunnel, with which the exiting will have a two-month phase from now to leave the worst of the worst, a six-month phase to leave 2024's dark energy, an eight-month phase to leave the darkness of the energy, and a 19 to 23-month phase, which leads us to a metaphysical, very slow sunrise in 2026. I've also metaphorically called this dark night the dark night of the soul of mankind. Now, I'll use the metaphor of this next 8 months being the time of hurricanes, physical, metaphysical, and metaphorical. There will be destruction in all kinds of arenas for mankind. This includes physical destruction from many natural disasters and weather disasters, but also medical, financial, political, governmental, social, and many other arenas of mankind. Prayer, meditation, and bringing in the light of God, all this helps in many, many ways during this time. Get groups together. Keep up the prayers. The more people you have, the stronger the light. Remember, this is not just mankind going through this event. This is all of life on planet Earth that is being affected by this time period. But the year 2024, the time of hurricanes, will not last forever. The last of this 2024 time of hurricanes energy will diminish and diminish, and it ends around February of 2025. Note, that's about a month after we have the new president, whoever that is. This will be when we metaphorically will come out of our dwelling place to see the damage of the metaphorical hurricanes in the arenas of our life and look upon the horizon to see how and where we must rebuild. This energy has been put forth with God. All that is broken can be repaired. With God, all that is lost can be found. With God, all that is injured can be healed. With God, all that is messed up can be cleaned up. And with God, all who are in despair can find hope and healing again. During this time, we have help. We are encouraged to take one day at a time. Stay on your perch. Do your deep breathing. Do the best that we can with what we have. No matter what it is, mental, physical, or spiritual, and help others and ask for help from others. Create a community. Create a network of helpers. This is what I am seeing, and this is where we are at. We are the water, transforming into better wine. When we pour ourselves forth, with love and a willingness to manifest this love in our lives, then we are transforming the entire planet. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We'll take our break now, and I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For nowhere in the world could there be a boy as true as you love. All my love I give gladly to you. closer than the leaves on a weeping willow, baby, we are. Closer, dear, are we than the simple letters A and B are. All my life
was the Carpenters, and they recorded that in the 70s. It's called Hurting Each Other. I'm playing it because I hope we can all stop hurting each other. So I'm going to keep this ending short tonight because I really want you to listen to the music that's coming. I have Where Are We by William, and that's a fabulous song. And then we're going to do the meditation. So let me give you a little bit of the rest of the message. Taurus has rulership over the throat chakra. So be aware that less is more with speaking. You might not want to confide in people right now. You might not want to overexplain any actions. You may want to keep your privacy in check. I see data leaks and some cybersecurity issues coming up. And this is going to make people more cautious about what they put online and about what they say. There's something about our border in Mexico, language barriers and immigration happening. It's very easy to be misinterpreted. So be careful if you are in that area where they speak a different language. Or if you're overseas, don't be vague with your speaking. Be concise, clear, and short at this time. Be to the point. Don't overspeak. Don't complain or explain. And that is precisely what's happening during this Mars-Uranus transit, creating accidents, difficulties. This is what we're seeing at this time. The positive side to all of this is that a lot of us are beginning to plant new seeds. This could yield a powerful, wonderful result. Mars, the direct masculine energy, conjuncts the industrial planet Uranus in the wealth-oriented planet of Taurus. The energy of Taurus. This is a wonderful time to consider designing a new business, designing a healthier, happier, more profitable life. Not like more money at any cost, but like you actually are receiving a return for the energy you're putting out. Is appropriate and sustainable the return of your creativity. It's wonderful to reproportion, redesign, and make more precise some of the efforts in your life. Reflect on that here. We're in Cancer season of 2024. Reflect on what went wrong in the past. Reflect what doesn't work. What are we putting too much energy into and not getting an appropriate return? Where is reciprocity missing? Wherever that is what you need to change. You need to upgrade your thoughts of yourself. You need to love yourself. And you need to make changes where called and where necessary. Through all this Taurus energy, we can reproportion, plant new seeds, and sometimes the most brilliant ideas will come to us when we're in a relaxed state, not over-focusing or freaking ourselves out. I encourage you all to be relaxed, safe, comfortable, cool, and be open up to different ways to move forward that are more sustainable and profitable to you. I know I was supposed to do the July horoscopes tonight, but we ran out of time, so I'll plan that for next week because I can do the horoscopes and take your phone calls at the same time. Next week is our call-in week. I'm looking forward to it. It will be just before the 15th, so you may want to ask me questions about what's going on with you and what you can do to make the changes you feel you need to in your life. I'm here to help and to guide you. I'm here to lift you up, to show you the light, and send love. Thank you for listening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll now go into the ending. We have the song by William called Where Are We? And then we have the Moonlight song, the meditation, and we finish with Richard. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This body, that shadow of your love, that somehow contains the entire universe. Where are we? Where are we? Sleeps heavily, though something in him blazes like the sun, like a magnificent fringe sewn up under a hem. He turns under the covers. Any image is alive. Clear red stone tastes sweet. You kiss a beautiful mouth and a key turns in the lock of your fear. A spoken sentence sharpens to a fine edge. A mother dove looks for her nest, asking where, who, where. Where are we? we? Where are we? Where are we? Where the lion lies down, where any man or woman goes to cry, where the sick go when they hope to get well, where the wind lifts and helps with the winnowing, and at the same moment sends a ship on its way. Where anyone says only God is real, Yahweh, beyond where. A bright weaver shuttle flashes back and forth through the sky, east, west, cool, 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 Maku. Where are we? Cool, cool, Maku. Like the sun saying, where are we? As it weeps asking, like the sun saying, where are we? As it weaves with the asking,
moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight? Sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight. Oh, take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Thank you.